Welcome to Downloadable Content. My name is Alex Herschel, and today I'm bringing you a special mini episode, and I'm going to be talking about Nintendo's recent announcement about the Eastward downloadable content. Let's get right into it. Bow, 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 bow. Herschel, bow, 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 Herschel, bow, 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 Herschel. Welcome to Downloadable Content. Hopefully you guys liked that little homemade music intro, as you can probably tell. It's just me today. SJ is still in Japan, but I've been feeling like I needed to put an episode out, so I'm kind of running this on my own. I'm going to apologize for the quality. I am using a mic, but I'm still kind of figuring out how to set it up, and I'm not going to have access to any of the editing tech that we normally use to put this out, and that's why you got to hear my lovely dulcet sounds trying to recreate our intro on our own. We're going to just kind of get into it. I may have a few more of these coming out since SJ's going to be in Japan for a bit. So hopefully this will help tide over until we're able to get him back and get back to our normal episodes. But yeah, like I said in that little mini intro, I have a few thoughts to say about the Eastward DLC that is coming out. For those of you who may be newer listeners, last year, during the Herschel Game Awards, I gave Eastward my personal game of the year. I love this game, and at that point, I was only maybe a little bit more than halfway through it. So still not like fully into it. And I will say, going into this year, as I finished it, there was a misstep where things were a little off for a second, and the game didn't quite maintain its level of quality, but I can say that the ending definitely brought it back to where it was, and it is still in contention for this year's Game of the Year as well. If you're confused about that, we'll explain it more as we're kind of getting into Game of the Year season. Essentially, any game that we play during a calendar year is eligible for our Game of the Year awards. So Eastward will be making a return in quite a few categories this year, because of how much I loved it, continuing on, and the fact that I played it this year. But before I get into my thoughts on the DLC itself, I will say, this last weekend I was over at my parents' house, having dinner with them, and my little brother asked me, he's like, "Hey, what do you think about this?" Well, actually, first he was like, "Hey, did you watch the Direct? The Nintendo Direct?" And I said, "Well, yeah." And I kind of did. And you'll see why in a second, because he said, "Well, how do you feel about that Eastward DLC?" And, like, I kind of, like, froze for a second. I was like, "What?" He was like, "The Eastward DLC?" And I kind of, like, freaked out and grabbed my phone and searched it up and was asking him to tell me, like, what they said, because I, like, completely missed this part. And as I thought about, like, how this happened, I think it's because, like, honestly, with the Direct, I wasn't really paying attention, and after the first, like, minute or two, I got really bored. And so I skipped ahead until I saw Mario stuff. So I kind of watched the Direct, I kind of didn't, and that means that I actually missed this announcement. And so I went back and watched it, and I am super excited! because I love this game, and a big reason that I love this game is the characters. The main relationship between our two characters, Sam and John. I think the base game did a really good job of developing that relationship. And so hearing that they were both returning was something that I was very pleased to hear. Now, within this DLC, basically what's going to be happening is there's just kind of, so it's not a sequel, and in fact it's a parallel universe, according to the website is how they're phrasing it. So it's the same characters, it's who we love, but it doesn't really have anything to do with the main story. And essentially what it is, you know, keeping in line with Nintendo's drops that they put in Direct, it's a farming game. So we have another farming game where you grow your crops, you raise animals, you forage a bit, and there's a little bit of story, or yeah, the story that comes with it. But overall, you're just kind of a part of this farming community, and you do these activities to help keep people, you know, going, keep them alive, and kind of help revitalize this slightly broken downtown. And I'm super into this. I've spoken in previous episodes about my love for Stardew Valley. And this is shaping up to be pretty similar to that, because it's going to have those similar, you know, farming gameplay loop where you're doing monotonous tasks on loop. But in the background, you have these characters that you're growing attached to. And for me, you know, in this case, characters that I am attached to already, kind of continuing on. And so I will say this is a day one buy for me, because it is attached to my game of the year from last year. I'm super excited. I am super excited because I think this shows a few things. You know, DLC is something that is kind of difficult to talk about in the gaming industry, because there's kind of two ways that it goes. You either get, you know, a worthwhile expansion to something that's had just as much love put into it as the base game, or it's kind of a cash grab. But the way I see it is that with this game, because Eastward was developed by such a small team, it's going to have the same passion and energy kind of put into it. You know, it's looking like the art style is just as polished as ever. It doesn't look lazy or hashed together. And Eastward, while it won my 2022 Game of the Year, actually came out in 2021. And there's nothing else that those developers have put out. So at the very least, this has been taking, you know, a decent amount of time for them to put out. So I think there's going to have that passion, and it's definitely something I'm going to support, because this is a game that won me over in support of the developers in general. Sometimes when you play games, it's like, oh yeah, that's a great game, but I don't really feel anything more than that, you know? But this one touched me in a way where I'm like, okay, like, these are actually developers that I'm gonna watch out for, and in a similar way to how, you know, with Stardew Valley's creator bringing out the Haunted Chocolatier in the next little bit, that's a game that I am invested in, and it may not be a day one buy for me, but that is a game that I want to play eventually, solely because it's from the same people that brought us Stardew Valley, right? And so, with this, I take it as a way to support those developers again. And Eastward is a $20 game? I'm pretty sure they sell it for $20. And so this DLC should be, you know, I'm planning on around $10. If it's a little bit more than that, I'll probably still buy it because I love Eastward so much, but I won't be as excited for it, because I'll kind of feel like I'm, you know, given more than what I should. But at the same time, this is coming from the developers. It's something that I think I'll enjoy, because it's historically been something that I've enjoyed with the farming genre and everything, when it's done right. And so I am super, 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 super excited. Super excited. yeah, and you know what? I think I'm just going to give you guys a general update on me as well, because our most recent, like, gaming update episode was actually a Patreon episode. And so, just for the sake of giving all of you kind of an update on where I am with my personal gaming, I've had a lot going on in the realm of gaming. And so, I think I mentioned that me and my wife were playing Mario 3D World, and we still haven't finished that. We actually haven't played it since we got back from our honeymoon, because my wife started playing Lego Harry Potter and Xenoblade instead. So I'm still working through that. I started Bowser's Fury. I won't go into it too much here, because I think that can be its own either mini episode or episode with SJ.
I was disappointed. I'll leave it at that for now. Hopefully leave you on the edge of your seats and hoping to hear more about that. I played through Spider-Man PS4, platinumed it, loved it. Strong contender for a few categories at our upcoming Game of the Year awards. I actually started another game, but got kind of bored with it, and so I transitioned over to Final Fantasy VII Remake, which was actually gifted to me by SJ. So shout out to SJ, because he's probably listening to this for the first time with all of you guys. I'm actually going to shadow drop this and not tell him that this is coming. So maybe he'll listen to it, maybe he's not. He's pretty busy over in Japan. But I've been playing through Final Fantasy VII Remake. This is my first time with the Final Fantasy VII sub-series, and I'm enjoying it a lot. There's, you know, definitely that quirkiness and some of those things that people warn you about when you start Final Fantasy VII. But the gameplay, the combat, I'm really enjoying. The music is incredible. You know, it looks great. I have a few minor gripes with it, but nothing to stop me from playing the game. And in fact, it'll probably, now that the semester's backed up and my schedule's a bit busier, the time that I have for gaming's, you know, lower than it used to be. And so it'll probably actually be the last game that I play before we get into Game of the Year time. But I've really been enjoying it. For those of you that have played Final Fantasy VII Remake, send me your thoughts on it. You know, please definitely send out emails and all that stuff. But I will leave that episode here for now. Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of taste to help tide you over until we're able to get a full-length dual me and SJ together episode out to you guys again. So yeah, of course, you know, follow the social medias. Feel free to reach out to us through email or through those social media pages. We want to give a shout out to our wonderful, wonderful Patreon producers. We have Joshua, Tyler, and Grandpappy. Thank you all. You guys are fantastic. I have a few more of these planned for before SJ gets back, so I'll be going a little bit more into depth on Mario 3D World and Bowser's Fury, a little bit into depth on Spider-Man PS4, a little bit into depth on Final Fantasy VII Remake, and just to throw this out there, might be giving you a few more news updates, because there is some crazy stuff going on in the gaming world right now, and just to keep it as current and updated as possible, I might just go ahead and do a mini episode on that, because me and SJ might not have time to get together before that news kind of fades away and into obscurity. But this has been Downloadable Content. You guys have been great, and we hope to hear from you soon. Bam, 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 bam